Blog Talk Radio.
Hello again, everybody. Welcome to another Rough Riders Radio podcast. I believe this is our 289th to date. Today's topic, the Trump White House. Welcome to Boogie Nights. Let's get started, shall we? Donald Trump is running a pornographic White House. With or without a parade of porn stars, the whole damn thing is just an exercise in outright pornography. The tax bill passed by Congress this past December was an absolute obscenity, a raw, naked power grab, basically fucking over the American public to benefit just the top 1% people over. Hence, Boogie Nights as an apropos metaphor for his fucking presidency. Hell, Trump fucks over his own staff. His own economic advisor, Gary Cohn, was humiliated Thursday, March the 8th, his last day on the job, with Trump making fun of him for being a globalist, but saying Gary's also a good nationalist because he really loves his country. And then he calls his attorney general, Jeff Sessions, Mr. Magoo. He thinks Rex Tillerson, his Secretary of State, is a boob. As a matter of fact, he didn't even have the class to notify Tillerson of the very fact that he, Donald Trump, agreed out of the blue to meet North Korean leader Kim Jong-un while Tillerson was in the Middle East and answering reporters' questions about North Korea by stating that any face-to-face meeting between Trump and Kim was still a long ways off. Trump is a political Dirk Diggler, giving the salami to anyone that even remotely stands in his way to whatever it is he wants at any given moment. To say Trump is not a thoughtful individual is a gross understatement. He's not playing three-dimensional chess. No, he is playing three-dimensional chaos. He's a hellraiser to satisfy his own unregulated impulses. He's been unregulated since he was born. Did you know he punched his second grade teacher in the face? And by the time he was in the eighth grade, his parents already decided to have him skip high school and immediately head on over and matriculate at the New York Military Academy, where he was further brutalized. Trump is a dick and nothing more. He'd screw over his own grandmother to grow his brand or increase his cash flow. He's a pimp, living off the blood, sweat, and tears of others. Hence, his shameless multiple bankruptcies and cavalier use of debt. Not just debt, but huge debt. So huge, he wound up walking away from on more than one occasion because the debts were so huge. And the banks were so overextended that if they had forced the loans, the recall of those loans, those banks would have gone under. His dad tried to raise him as a king and a killer. And instead, he raised a fucking sociopathic pimp. Trump pimped himself like a cheap skank or floozy, or better yet, like his grandpappy Friedrich in White Horse, British Columbia, at his Arctic Saloon and Restaurant, catering to all the horny old gold diggers heading for the giant Yukon gold rush in 1897, providing sporting ladies. Yes, and you had to pay with grams of dust granules of gold being weighed on a little weight machine. Well, anyway, no matter. Robert Mueller will pin Trump's ears back bovine over until he is totally supine. Trump, just another word for dump. That concludes today's podcast, our 289th. Thank you once again for listening. This is the old Rough Rider himself. We are screaming around third, and I think we're going to steal home. And as always, stay well. Keep it lit, and remember, we ride, but you decide.